Rav Chatzka Levenstein teaches us that the Torah demands of us to have and feel emunah. HaTorah tovas me'adam she'emunasa tiyeh begeder emunah chushis. The Torah demands of us that we should feel and experience an experiential emunah. Leha'amida tamid lefanav, and to stand it up before us at all times. Ulehashiv elibay ulevara etzel atzmoy esayemuna leachyoisa ulechazka. The person has to put it into his heart. He has to clarify it to himself. That faith, that emunah, that belief, live it, feel it, strengthen it, make it real. Ki'inyan shenemar, as it says in Pasuk, Hu amar vayehi hu tziva v'yamoid. Hashem said, and it shall be. It came to be. It came into existence. He commanded it, and it will stand up and be. Just like creation couldn't have happened all by itself, it needed a creator. The creation can't stand on its own. Not only did the creator create it once a long time ago and leave it alone, it's not like the watchmaker or the clockmaker who made the clock and just left its own. Instead, it's like he who's constantly moving the motions, and that is us. He created the world, and he's constantly watching over it, constantly making it run, constantly running the world. V'cholzman she'ena adam roye es ha'emuna begeder chush, and that's the emuna that we have to have, a constant emuna, an emuna that's unceasing, an emuna that's not something that we once had, but something that continues daily. And so long as it's not that way, so long as the emuna is not felt, is not experienced, behechrach shadayin en liboy shalem ima emuna, that is proof, unfortunately, that his heart is not yet full, it's not yet faithful with that emuna. V'yak she'olav l'netzeach es hara shu begeder chush. And it will be difficult for him to overcome evil that you can experience and feel. When the evil inclination, when the Yetzer comes to a person, and it comes and it tempts him and it makes him desire things that are forbidden to do, any of the forbidden desires, whether it's for food or forbidden speech or other things, any Isser that a person has a taiva to do, any forbidden desire that a person has, so that's a real feeling that a person experiences. It's a real experience that a person has. If his emuna is experiential and felt, then one can combat and battle the other. However, if it's not so, it will be much more difficult to overcome the Yetzer Hara. The Mashgiach used to say, Mashgiach hidgish es ha'inyan shel emuna chushis umargal bepume. He explained regarding experiential emuna that we feel. He used to say a pearl of wisdom, shetzarach lehagia ledarga shenemashesh es ha'emuna. We have to have an emuna that we could feel, as if we could take a piece of cloth and run it through our fingers and feel it. V'ze masher lamad m'moshe Rabbeinu v'Hashem. That's what we learn from Moshe Rabbeinu. V'elo osan ledarga zu shel emuna b'Hashem emuna chushis. Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who brought us to this level of experiential emuna. Moshe kosev orachaim b'parshas boy shiakiru b'ze b'chush haraois tzedek ha'emuna. And just as the Arachaim HaKadosh teaches in Parshas Boy that we have to recognize with our senses, we have to be able to see and experience the truth of Emunah. The Yesod of Chiyuv Emunah, the Mashgiach used to say in Yiddish, Es zoleben in sein Herz in Emunah, veremer chushim. Which means, Lachios beribo es ha'emunah, kamash yose b'chush. The more that you can experience emunah, the more that you can feel it, the more that you can have emunah that is sensual, that you can feel that it's real, the stronger that is in your heart, the stronger your emunah will truly be. We should all be zeichet to reach that madriga.